The flag bearer of the PNC, Hassan Ayariga, says the party will not boycott elections in the 45 new constituencies to be created by the Electoral Commission. Mr. Ayariga told Radio Ghana's Phyllis Kofi that the EC has the constitutional mandate to create constituencies, and therefore, if the EC deems it fit for 45 new ones to be added, the PNC will take advantage of it. He said the PNC has already started campaigning to elect candidates for the new constituencies.
The campaign is effective. We are happy. The response are good. People are happy to see Hassan Ayariga, and the youth are very, very, very happy with our campaign. So, I mean, it's on course. Implementation has always been the problem of Ghanaians. It's not that Ghanaians cannot perform. We can. But the problem lies with our implementing our policies and programs. And I'm a German trained who has been trained to implement 99.9% of whatever policies you have. So we believe that if we implement the policies that one has and the programs, definitely you will be getting maximum results of it. And that is how we're going to do it. We are going to involve the youth, we're going to involve all stakeholders, we are going to involve all talented youth of this country, all sort of brains in our management of Ghana.
Away from the campaign, what is the PNC position on EC's decision to go ahead with the creation of 45 constituencies?
I think it is the mandate by the constitution given to the EC to exercise it. And if the EC is exercising it, I believe that we should watch and see what they can do. If there are challenges, we will hear from the EC. But if we go on and on, debunking the authority of the EC or causing more problems with it, for the EC not to be able to execute what they have to do, then we are interfering with the laws of this country.
Hassan Ayariga is the flag bearer of the PNC in that interview with Felix Kofi. We go to some of the comments that the public sent to us on the Supreme Court ruling.
For me, what I think is that once it's been ruled and then they're supposed to create these new constituencies, why not? But this should not pave way for gerrymandering over there in those constituencies once the Supreme Court has given their approval.
Well, we believe in the supremacy of the rule of law. That's why they have taken the matter to the Supreme Court. So the decision of the Supreme Court should be final. Whatever the Supreme Court has decided should be the final. We should uphold it in good faith.
I sure it's not a good idea because I think the time is very close and I would complicate things for we the Ghanaians.
I think it's good the Supreme Court rules that they should go ahead. Sure, Ghanaians should follow the EC's advice because it's going to bring about development. When the land mass is too great, so when it is divided into smaller units, I think it's good. It's going to bring development.
For me, I would say that we respect the Supreme Court. Even though they've ruled that they can go ahead, for me, I don't see it to be a good idea because it will create a whole lot of inconvenience. When are people going to nominate people to stand in their tickets? Oh, I will not say they are wrong because they did it according to the constitution. But it's a writing by the time frame is what we are talking about.
Thank you.
A Vox Sport on the Supreme Court ruling today.